2018-519, approve fiscal year 2016-17 cost of living adjustments to pay rates for non-represented classifications and elected officials, specify the effect upon employees in the classifications involved, and provide for payment.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. My name is Elizabeth Nunes, and I'm with the Bureau of Human Resources. I'm the class comp manager, and I'm here to present an ordinance to provide a 1% cost of living adjustment in the 2016-17 budget. It would be effective July 1, and it is covering non-represented classifications, employees, and elected officials should they choose to receive it. The cost, total cost, is $1,624,000, and $755,000 of it is from the general fund, and the remaining $869,000 is non-general fund bureaus.
Okay, thanks, Elizabeth. Questions about the ordinance? Okay, thank you very much. Anyone want to speak on this item?
Mr. Wilkins signed up.
Okay, come on up.
I'm Shedrick Wilkins, and on this one, I kind of want to be funny. I have a friend who criticizes the fact that the mayor or various people take foreign trips and vacations. Can't you take salary increases and dump it into some travel fund so that these foreign trips are kind of not something that you get as being mayor or elected official? But one more funny thing I'd like to say is, why don't you send a laptop or something to a foreign country and have a virtual mayor that sits there and looks like he's attentively watching the meeting while he hears everything in his lounge chair in the backyard, and put Portland, Oregon on it. Another thing, when you go to a global warming conference or something in Paris, you're flying in a jet plane. So why don't you just insist that maybe we could do that with electronic communication?
Anyone else? Okay, this passes the second reading.